Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Tech is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is TWiT, This Week in Tech, episode 187 for March 23rd, 2009. So say we all. This Week in Tech is brought to you by Carbonite, the leader in online backup. Backup your PC or Mac off-site, securely and automatically. For a free trial offer plus 2 free months with purchase, go to Carbonite.com. Offer code TWIT. And by Audible.com. Sign up for the Platinum Plan and get 2 free books. Go to audible.com/TWIT2. And by GoToMeeting. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com/TWIT. This is TWIT This Week in Tech, episode 187, and what a great TWIT this is going to be, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a massive crew in the house, starting with my great friend, good buddy, Kevin Rose from Dig and Revision 3 and KevinRose.com and Dig Nation.
Thanks for having me, Leo.
I'm so thrilled.
I can actually make it out here.
I'm really glad you could be here.
That's cool.
Do you like it? You got some tea?
Got the tea going. Got the laptop, Wi-Fi. I'm pretty much set.
We could put a table there if you want.
No, you got
the table. David Prager doesn't.
David, that's right.
Do you go anywhere without Prager? Is he your bodyguard?
No, I'm Kevin's driver. Right,
you know, I saw a tweet. Tell me if this is true, that you had a bodyguard in Austin.
There was security in Austin.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a bodyguard.
It was crazy at that Dig Nation.
I mean, how many people came? Like 2,500 or something like that?
Wow.
Yeah, the venue capacity is 2,000, and then I think they crammed a couple more hundred in.
Wow.
It was, every time we've done anything like that, it's outrageously flattering. I mean,
yeah,
it's all because of Kevin there.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a star.
It's just, people get crushed if you don't have security saying like, hey, get
No, you have to do that.
Over here.
Yeah.
But if you do a search on Flickr for like South by Southwest Dig Nation, you can find piles of photos.
Yeah,
I think Dig has a photo pool. Also.
Yeah, we did. Great one.
But that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. No, the star power continues. Mr. Jason Calacanis is also here.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Best known for poker.
Yes, lost 1,200 last night.
Did you? Did you
yeah,
make
my
it?
Own game?
Did you in your own game? That's not right.
It was terrible.
You know, the worst thing is when you tap out at your own game and you have to like serve sandwiches. That's really awful.
Yeah, it was not fun.
Did you? You were in the celebrity poker for the World Poker Tour. How'd that go? How long did you have?
I did really good. I came in 90th out of 420 people or something, 410 people.
Does that mean you won? You won money?
No, I didn't get in the money, but this was every one of the top poker players in the world, like Ferguson and Phil Hellmuth and all these guys.
It must be fun to sit at the table with the guys like that.
Yeah, I was at one table. It was like 6 pros, including the guy who has won more tournaments and cash in the last 30 years than anybody. And also Shannon Elizabeth. And then the guy from Mad Men. I mean, it was just crazy. Mekhi Phifer. All these guys were there. It was very cool.
He knows when to hold them. He knows when to fold them. Gina Trapani is also here. I don't want to say formerly of Lifehacker. You started Lifehacker.
Yeah.
Now it's smarterware.org, but you're still Lifehacker Associated, right?
Yes, I am. I still write there once a week and, bother all the editors there, tell them what I want to see.
I continually go back to Lifehacker, you know, because I'll do a Google search on, you know, how to use, that geek code. And then it'll always be a Gina Trapani article about anything I want to do. You've been there first.
Excellent.
It's very frustrating.
I'll pay you later for saying that.
Actually, it's good that you're there because then I don't have to redo it all. Also, a newbie with us, his first time on This Week in Tech from ABC, Dan Patterson is here. Also, danpatterson.me. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you, Leah? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You were also at South by... Who was it? Yeah. Was everybody at South by Southwest except me?
Yes.
Gina, did you go?
Yes, I did.
Have you not gone at all?
I've never been.
No
Can you believe
way.
That?
You gotta go.
It would be so
yeah,
much
you gotta
fun.
Go.
So, but the impression I got this time, and of course this is at a distance, was it was just one big drunken orgy.
That's about after about six or seven nights. That's true. Yes.
You know, you can filter through that. Well, I filtered through it by filtering through Kevin's party and back. But you know, it's a big drunken party. But if you have meaningful conversation with people, you really can connect. And I can't tell you what this did for. You know, everyone talks about the networking, but really the personal relationships that develop there and kind of evolve there are tremendous. So, yeah, you can party, but you can also go, I hate to say go to work, but if you go and have the mindset that I'm going to communicate with people and all the tools that we use just kind of facilitate that, you can have a wonderful time without and do the parties, but without, you know, really getting stuck in the drunken muck.
Were there any great seminars? I mean, you know, sessions that people really enjoyed? Because, you know, you don't really hear about those.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd like to think mine was. I was privileged enough to speak with Lawrence Lessig and Amber cool. Ettinger, Obama Girl. Alex Wellen, who is the guy who does all the cool
we know
tech
Alex
stuff at
pretty
CNN.
Well.
Yeah.
He's at CNN now, huh? That's cool.
Yeah. Mark McKinnon, who is a campaign strategist. So that was, you know, it was humbling just to be on a stage with Lessig. You know, it's like smart person. Lawrence Lessig.
Kevin, what did you enjoy?
Well, I didn't get a lot of time to go to the talks this year. I was just in and out. I was there for 3 days and then bounced out. But
were you doing meetings? What were you doing that was keeping you busy?
Oh, we've got a big launch coming up in like a week and a half.
Who's
so.
We? Dig or Revision 3?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Big, you want to tell us anything?
We talked about it a little bit. We're doing a software based or not software based, but a web based kind of short URL service with a toolbar.
Oh yeah.
That allows you to dig on sites and trade around dig links on networks such as Twitter and Facebook and you name it with these kind of shorter dig URLs. And that's got a bunch of different stuff.
That's going to be huge.
It shows you related content from that source.
That's going to be huge.
You,
wonderful.
Just a whole slew of different features. So
wow.
It's going to be fun.
So I use Bitly right now because I get stats.
Yeah, you get stats with this as well.
So I'll get that plus.
Right, and it doesn't even have to be a submitted dig story. So you can just go. I think the most brilliant piece of it is how you actually create these. So all you have to do is click in your address bar. And this doesn't work today, but it will when we launch. You type in dig.com/, and then leave all of the rest of the URL in there that you're on, and you hit enter, and that passes that full URL to dig, and then we re-forward you to the shorter dig URL.
And this is so smart because you're going to get a lot of data about what people are interested in over and above what you already get from dig, right?
Yeah, we see how many people are passing around, how many people are viewing it.
Can you monetize that kind of information?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
When you click on the related content within that bar, we have, as it folds down, the content kind of expands out. It's hard for me to explain without you actually seeing it, but there's ads on there as well. But more than anything, it's to get more people digging and involved right. and feeding more data into our system.
It's just really clear. I mean, I think about it with Twitter. It's just very clear that all of this activity that's going on is generating a cloud of information about what people are into. I mean, this is what Absolutely. Dig essentially did. How do you capture what they're interested in, but you know more and more and more.
Right. So for us, it's just adding in more of those connections into Dig and refactoring that into our own promotion stuff. So we want to be able to look at like what's being retweeted. Like that might
right.
be a
That's
role
huge.
In
yeah.
Dig's promotion later on. We're right. going to look at a bunch of different sources, see how people are sharing and spreading this information around the web.
Seems huge. It seems like Scoble posited that, you know, what Twitter makes money when he says, okay, they made an announcement that Scoble's pregnant. Scoble's wife, I think, actually. Although it would be quite an announcement if he were pregnant.
It looked like Kevin was about 6 months pregnant, actually.
Robert, you mean? Months. Yeah. not Kevin. He looks, he's getting skinny here. I don't know what we're going to do with you. But he said, now, if Twitter were really on the ball, I should have been receiving tweets about, not that I'd want to, but I should be receiving tweets about stuff that, you know, where to buy my bassinet and baby shoes and stuff like that. Because that information is of use.
Yeah, there was a really, I thought, a great use of Twitter, even though it could get very spammy quickly.
That's the problem. You got to be careful, judicious.
Somebody tweeted out that they had a cold and weren't feeling well.
Right.
So Zicam, like that nasal spray, monitors the search term cold and sent a tweet back to this person like, hey, sorry you're not feeling well. Here's a coupon
that's
for like 10%
that's
off.
That's so smart.
Wasn't that crazy?
I think that's so
that
smart.
That was like all automated. But I mean, obviously, they're the first to do it, so it's kind of cool now. But I don't
when
know,
100
like 30
people do
different
it.
Companies
yeah.
like sending me it's like, you novelty. Need these vitamins.
How does Twitter stop that?
Yes, I did.
How does Twitter stop that, though, right?
Well, they just have to be careful in looking at who's spamming, make sure people aren't sending out, you know, hundreds of thousands of these kind of spam.
I want to talk about Facebook, too, in just a little bit, but I do want to continue to talking about South by Southwest. And Gina, tell me about your South by Southwest. What went on for you there?
Well, it was my fifth one. I've been to the last five, including this year, and it was definitely the best one I've ever been to, just because I hit on some good panels and just had some good meetings and conversations with people. It's true that, you know, the sessions are kind of hit or miss, although I did get a couple of good ones this time, but it's really about, like, conversations, and I'm not much of a party girl, so that all happens in the hallways mostly for me or at lunch or whatever, so it was a good time.
My friend Craig Severson that does a conference called LobbyCon, where you just have the lobby conversations. Forget the presentations. It's all about the lobby.
Did you hear about BaconCon?
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. It's all about bacon. That sounds awesome. I wouldn't want to go to that.
I don't know. I'm over bacon. I can't eat bacon anymore. Jason, what was your? I know. Shocking. There is a website called, I think it's Baconizer, that'll add bacon to any website. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Baconator.
The Baconator.
Yeah, yeah. That is. That was one of my favorites. You just add the URL in front and it creates a piece of bacon.
That's a slice of bacon
on your site.
I don't really get it, but okay. Jason, how about you? What's it like for a wheeler dealer like you in Austin?
I'm sorry, Austin? Where's that?
You didn't go?
No, I didn't go. I have too much work to do. I've been. I really enjoy it, actually. It's a great conference because...
It seems like a very friendly conference.
What's good about it is, you know, most of the conferences that Kevin and I go to and is, you know, they're like CEOs and marketers and VCs. It's not actually people who do work. It's people who take credit for other people's work. And so when I go to South by Southwest, it's like you get to sit in the audience and actually hear people who actually do real work talk about how they do their work. And it's a much more interesting conference, although those people tend to not be the best speakers, but they tend to have the most insights. So you have to deal with a little less polish.
I prefer
a lot
that.
More substance.
I prefer that. Don't I mean, you?
Unless it's a bar camp. You know, when it's a bar camp, then it's
yeah,
just like,
exactly.
Oh, you know, 10 bad presentations.
You get the podcast vibe. Because it is people who may not be professionals, you also get the energy of people who don't have, you know, professional life dragging down their energy. But it's a wonderful chance to meet people in all levels of three different industries, really.
Yeah. Well, maybe someday I'll go.
I'm telling you, next year, what we should do is we should like rent out. We did Stubbs this year for the Dignation
right.
stuff, but let's rent out something over the entire day. Pick a day, like on the weekend.
Just take over
and
somewhere.
Just take over
a
somewhere
venue.
And do back to back different podcasts.
I'd love to do that.
You bring Twit, like we'll just do all the different ones that we do.
We'll stream the whole thing.
That'd be fun.
Jason and I were talking about getting a rock and roll bus.
Yeah.
That would have been
driving
fun.
There.
Yeah, driving there. Leaving
next week, party bus.
We just didn't have enough time, Jason, but I think if we start planning now, Geek Party Bus.
Tyler will take care of it for next year. Like, you can rent one of these
they're not
like
expensive.
Tour buses.
Yeah.
The tour bus is like whatever, it'd be a couple
they
grand.
They sleep 12.
Are we going to shoot it like real world style?
Yeah.
It will be, absolutely. We'll fit. And one person has to get off the bus in each city.
Well, that's
like,
great.
Phoenix.
We'll do
Alex Albrecht, you're off the bus.
Survivor. I
can
love it.
You get pretty good bandwidth on the satellite internet, so you can be doing stuff while driving.
We'll all have EVDO cards.
Yeah.
I think we could.
Are you just bouncing on a ball, Leo? Was that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You didn't notice that I like to bounce sometimes.
That's awesome.
I get excited, I bounce. I'm sorry. It's not. It's a little creepy.
That's his happy bounce.
It's a little creepy. I understand. I look like Tigger behind the desk. We're going to go on a bus to Austin. So I think if we rent this bus, we stop and do tweet ups and broadcasts all the way, like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, you know, on the way.
Awesome.
And then we get to Austin. And then I think you're right. We get a venue for the whole day.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do this.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm down.
Well, you might as well get a venue and do it. I mean, if you get a venue, you can have a place for a couple of days. I mean, as long as you get down there. Like, just do
David
Saturday
thinks big. That's what I like about totally. Prager. He thinks big.
You need a still for Prager that you can pull up, which is like him, and then
I know.
Someone was saying they could see my screen over, like, maybe.
Yeah. When I go, well, you know.
Stop loading the porn, Prager.
We can see what you're looking at,
porn
David.
YouTube.
So they're talking about the live video stream, and I've got cameras for everybody except David.
Oh, you can see my screen.
Yeah. We know what you're browsing, dude.
I'm going to pop something up bad.
What were you looking at?
You have a 7-second delay, right? You can bleep it out.
No. No, I do not. Let's talk about the new Facebook, because, boy, they're getting a lot of heat. I just saw a BBC article that said something like 83% of people responding said they hate it. There's a petition with millions of names on
it. Is there millions now?
Millions of names. I hate Facebook. Well,
wow. Is there a way to determine if this is like any more backlash than the last iteration? I mean, it seems like it's a bigger change
than the last iteration, don't you think? I mean, it really changes the way. Yeah.
What's the complaint? What's the main complaint?
Confusion.
Confusion?
That's a core of the issue. People, they wouldn't say they're confused, but people are really confused. Like, imagine you see the Twitter box for the first time and you're used to seeing the news feed.
Right.
It's like, what is this? Right. What do I do now? I like the old thing.
This might be a lot of, I don't want to say bubble thinking, and I'm glad to see Facebook trying to change or at least train their audience to use something that is more like Twitter. But one of the problems I encounter, whether it's at work at ABC or even with my friends when I evangelize this stuff, it's very, very difficult to explain what this is for the neophyte, and to log into Facebook for the first time and see something that looks like Twitter for our audience, for your audience, it's very familiar and you kind of feel comfortable with it. But for my mother or my mother's friend, it's what? Why is this so fast? This is too much data.
Right. See, that's the thing I was worried about, because with Twitter, it feels to me as though it's just enough to consume because it's little updates
from
your friends.
It's simple.
And then when you think about everything that Facebook is bringing together with pictures and events and everything else going on,
I have to say,
it just seems like a little bit of an overload.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing you see, you go there, you say, welcome. What's on your mind? It looks just like Twitter's stream. You don't immediately see on the left that you can look at.
You know what it looks like more than Twitter? It looks like Pounce. I mean, it's
yeah.
Pounce.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And you know what happened to them.
Hey, I'm happy with this Pounce outcome, man.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Everybody got hired.
Everybody got hired. We got stock in Six Apart. We got cash.
Oh, good.
Like, it was a good deal for everybody.
So that's a good way for it to
go. Landed the plane safely.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm seeing the Six Apart guys on Tuesday, and one of the things that they really we'll be running Movable Type on the new radio website, and one of the things that they're really stoked about, like the thing that amps them up, is I don't remember what they call it, Flow or something like that, but it's the integration of Pounce. I was playing around on my own servers, and it was wonderful to be able to integrate that with all of my other content internally.
Yeah, I've seen some of the stuff they've been working on. It's pretty cool stuff.
Anyway, back to Facebook.
Yeah, I will say the fan pages are much better. Have you messed around with the fan
pages? Yeah,
stuff?
So the idea is that now, see, I have, and I'm sure you had this issue too, we put everybody on our regular page.
Right.
So you hit 5,000 pretty quick.
Did they move you over to a new fan page?
I've always had a fan page. But is there like a button I could push?
Did you hit the 5,000 on your normal page?
Oh, a long time ago.
Okay, so we'll get them to move all those people over to your fan page.
Are you going
to
call Mark?
Do you have?
I had it done too. There is an issue though.
Now, wait a minute. All right.
Facebook.com/Leo Laporte.
I don't know.
We'll get you that too.
Wow.
We'll get you hooked up.
So the idea
is now we with Facebook.
Yeah, we.
No, I'm just saying.
You and Mark? No,
they call me, like, Dave Morin's the main guy kind of spearheading this, along with Randy Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I'd love to have Dave on. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, hey, we're starting this new thing. You might want to check it out. And he told me, like, basically, you know, they're going to this openness to where they want people to have their own identity. So it's going to be like facebook.com/KevinRose. That works right now.
Now, would that be your private page or
no,
your
that's
fan,
my fan page?
Page
right?
Okay. But your fan page, you maintain in the same way that you do your private page. You post stuff there. And,
exactly.
But it's just public.
The cool thing, though, is that it used to be they'd have to go back to the fan page to check it out, you know, to see if you did anything.
Yeah. Now it's
it
on your
more like Twitter. So if you go and post something, it goes out to all the people that have fanned you.
And the other thing I thought was really interesting is that they've gone to basically an open model. The data is now accessible anywhere, right?
Yeah, so they have APIs coming out for that. So basically, you know, we use services like Twirl and TweetDeck and all these others.
Right.
You're going to see a whole slew of applications interface with...
Well, I'm using Seismic for Facebook.
Right, okay, so you've seen Seismic's thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's just like Twirl.
And all the real-time
alerts.
The
Twirl people, yeah.
So the question is...
But even more than that, I can now say I can make everyone... Instead of having it be private, I can now make it for everyone. That's a new setting. And so presumably other sites could scrape that information as well, right? In other words, your profile is no longer kind of your personal profile.
Right, exactly. It's more of a public thing.
But you do control it.
Right. You control what goes in there, but it's more of a public thing.
So is this a good move? I mean, given all the backlash, the confusion that Dan posited, is this a good move for them? Scoble wrote an interesting thing. He said, Mark should not listen to all the complaints. They don't know what they're talking about. This is a tough thing, though. You're in the same boat. Yeah. I'm sure you get the same thing. I'm sure, Jason, you get the same thing when you change something on Mahalo or when you change things on Engadget is the people don't like change of any kind, for one thing.
The thing that's difficult for me is I always looked at the services as serving two different things, two different types of audiences, right?
Oh, yeah.
Twitter for me was always more real time. Facebook was where I went to connect with just a tight group of people, just my friends.
Your,
to share
your
photos,
high school buddies, your college
my
buddies.
My niece, like all this stuff, right? Yeah. And it's like now the two together, I don't know how I feel about it yet. I think it's too early.
I think Facebook just wants to be able to do what, I mean, Twitter's got all the buzz and I think rightly deserved. I mean, we can't stop talking about it all the time. It's because of what it allows us to do.
I get so much heat. This is why Dvorak is not on this episode because he just constantly berates me for talking about it.
Facebook has
but it's the story. I'm sorry.
Facebook's platform allows you to have that kind of interaction. And I mean, whether it's true or not, I mean, they kind of want to be able to have a piece of that pie and provide that functionality. And so I think,
Here's
a good part of the reason you see the homepage the way it is because they want to be able to grab what it is that Twitter has.
Here's what Scoble says. What if you had a... I'm sorry to keep bringing Robert up. This is the last time.
By Bob, actually. Isn't that
Bob?
Weird?
Yeah, Bobby Scoble. Sometimes heard. Bobby.
Oh, that's funny. Bobby.
You're joking. He goes by Bob?
No, I'm serious. He signed some of his emails as Bob Scoble. Like, somebody told me that the other day. I'm like, really?
I think there's an imposter.
He's trying to reinvent himself. Maybe.
Sort of like Robert Redford.
Yeah,
if you
Bob.
If you know Robert, we call him Bob.
You know, this guy's name over here is Bob. You can call him Bob Rose.
Right. Dr. Robert. That's what we call him.
Good times.
From the good old days. From back when. So he said, what if you have, and I use the Facebook, and one nice thing is if you use the Facebook application on the iPhone, it's still the same old Facebook. But what if you used it kind of more like Twitter and said, here I am, and it suddenly got information? Robert said, okay, what if you said, I'm looking for a good restaurant. Oh, 12 of your friends like the Bangkok kitchen next door. Now it's interesting because these are recommendations from your friends, real friends.
They're all these services are kind of like starting to overlap each other. Have you played with Foursquare at all yet?
That was huge at South by Southwest. Yeah. Wasn't it?
That's the new app that allows you to, well, it's location based. So if you have I think the iPhone's the big platform for it right now. They create an iPhone app. And so you open it up and you can add who you are actually personally friends with or anyone, I guess. And so it's kind of like what Dodgeball used to be. Over
it is
on
the same guys. In fact, there's some concern that maybe it's the same code.
But it's a little bit more well done, I think.
Yeah.
It's cool because it adds like a social gaming component to it as well. Have you seen how this works? They give you badges.
No, I couldn't because I was not anywhere important.
So let's say you're out and you're like having dinner with your friends. You're like, oh, I really like this place. It's a good burger joint or whatever, right? You check in. So you say, and then it uses GPS. It talks to Yelp and it says, is this the location you're talking about? So you just check into a burger place. If you check in there like four or five times, you become the mayor of that place by checking in.
I love it.
And then you compete with other people. And so they have.
So it's a game.
It's a game. They have these other things. Like if you go three nights in a row and you check in at three different bars, it gives you the bender badge.
Yeah.
If you check in with like three people of the opposite sex, you get the player please badge. So you get a player badge.
Oh my goodness.
It's really kind of fun. But
right now only Austin, Boston, Chicago, Denver, LA. I mean, you have to be in a metro to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this would fall under augmented reality. It's like mixing Call of Duty 4 with real life.
Well, you need the weapons then, is what you're saying.
How many headshots do I need to get the headshot badge with the AK-47? Call of Duty reference for those people.
Gina, did you use play Foursquare when you were in Austin? Did you play?
I didn't. I'm sad that I didn't.
It sounds
I'm a slow adopter of this social media crap. I don't know.
But I think what's interesting here is you're taking, I hate using this term, the social graph, people's social graph, and integrating it with location, another buzzword, and to make it something that's really powerful.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, last night I was out with friends. I went and got some food, and then I pulled up my Foursquare, and I was like, okay, what is everybody doing? And I could see, okay, Joe checked in at this bar. I had another friend that checked in at this place. And so you can instantly decide, like, where do I want to spend my time tonight, right?
Right.
By seeing where your friends are checking in.
Now, Dodgeball kind of did this, and it was a flop. So what's going to make this...
Well, Dodgeball was just a little too, like, you had to go in and manually kind of... text in the place where you're at. This is like two pushes of a button.
It's
like it brings
easy.
Up the
because it has location.
It has location. It ties in with
that's the key.
This is the new Dodgeball.
And you can click and say I'm here too in 2 seconds.
It almost encourages you to keep your network quiet and keep it small. Like Kevin said, if you treat it like Twitter and you're following a bajillion people, then you know there's very little difference other than the location. But it was fantastic in Austin to kind of know a dozen or so people floating around the city. And kind of know that this is our little, you know, there's an elitism to it, but it's kind of like, hey, we're the early adopters and we're gathering and I can see where my people are and the people that they're talking to. And I can kind of see interactions and relationships being built by knowing that two or more people are in the same location.
And I also think there's a there's a lot of like quote unquote high roller Twitter people that were at South by Interactive, and so they want to tell people where they are without telling their 100,000 followers. So you have your friends who are there with you, and if, and you can make it so it only updates for other people in Austin, and then they can see where you are and you can see where they are without having to deal with telling 100,000 people plus where you are and what's going on, especially if they don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's useful for sure.
I just need some friends.
I'd like to ask you guys, going not to backtrack on Facebook too much, but I'd really like to ask you guys your thoughts on Facebook Connect beyond the just the credentialing login structure that it has. I'm curious to see the data because you can push all of your comments and all of this activity around the social web. And Leo, I agree on the jargon. We need to move away from the jargon, but
that's the term.
You know, you. Right, exactly. But being able to pull all of that information into Facebook does a couple things. It changes the game a little bit, I think. All of a sudden, it brings the entire web into Facebook, and of course, they can monetize that data on the back end. But it also introduces these networks of networks to people who may not be familiar with the social web and how it works. But they're so prone to putting out, you know, vaporware or
I use it. I love Facebook Connect. But hold on.
I think it's wonderful.
Hold that thought, because I do want to find out what people think about that. And I still want to talk a little bit more about Facebook. But there are a lot of other stories, too. Cisco bought Flip Video. Sun maybe sold to IBM. The iPhone 3.0. Kevin, you nailed it. You nailed it, dude. He's got the best sources in the world. We're going to talk more about that in a
good.
Second.
Oh, good.
And you got a rumor. You got a rumor, dude. There it is. There's his Flip HD.
I got mine too here.
Oh, you show offs.
You got to have one.
I got more cameras than you do.
So what do you think about Cisco's purchase?
Hold your horses.
Gotta pay the bills.
I got to pay the bills, baby. Got to pay some bills. And then, Jason, I also...
Who's the advertiser? Please don't tell me it's Audible.
It isn't. Stop.
Who could it be? Go to meeting.com.
No. You won't guess this one. It's a new advertiser.
Oh. You know how I love new advertisers.
Is that a pint? Are you drinking a pint?
I think he's getting
hammered. I'm having a little Coke Zero. In the his.
Did you buy that soda making machine that you were
No, I got that as in a gift bag, but that thing is crazy.
I don't think I want anything that makes soda in my life. That's not a good thing to have in your
really
life.
Really cool for the planet though. Like you just like
That's
go,
true. No more bottles.
You never have to go buy bottles.
There's a service up here in the Bay Area called the Seltzer Sisters. You should do this if you guys live in the city.
And the Seltzer Sisters.
The Seltzer Sisters. They come around with they bought old and refurbished like old 20s seltzer bottles. You know, like the Three Stooges. They'd stick in the pants seltzer bottles.
That's
and
hot.
They fill. Not really. It's actually not very pleasant at all. They fill them with seltzer and they bring syrup around and everything. And you get weekly deliveries of these classic old 20s or beautiful old glass seltzer bottles.
This is in San Francisco?
Yeah. Oh, the Seltzer Sisters. You should do it. Anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the social graph. And I'm going to ask Kevin Rose what the hell that means. But I want to welcome a new sponsor to the show. We're talking Carbonite. Carbonite.com. Carbonite.com. I'm not a stranger to Carbonite. I've known about Carbonite for some time. They've been advertising on the radio show. I've used Carbonite for over a year. In fact, I started using Carbonite when I lost some podcasts. I accidentally deleted some podcasts. I had no backup. I said, I got to find something. Carbonite is so cool. You go to Carbonite.com. Less than $5 a month. And this is why I liked it, for unlimited backup. Now, see, these podcasts are big, but I didn't have to measure how big they were going to be. You just right-click on the folders you want to save, your financial documents, your email, your music, your photos, those irreplaceable documents, your podcasts. You right-click on it. And
What's the offer code?
Leo. L-E-O.
L-E-O?
Yeah. You right-click on it and the folder, and you say, save to Carbonite. From then on, that's it. It's done. Boom. Automatically, any changes, they're automatically backed up. And it is amazing. It's 128-bit encrypted on its way up. It's 128-bit encrypted there twice. So your privacy is protected. No extra hardware needed. Recovering files, just a few clicks. You can even use Carbonite to transfer files to a new computer. I know a lot of people, when they get a new hard drive, they say, no problem, I got Carbonite. Boom. Look, you're going to lose data. But the thing is, if you're using Carbonite, you're not going to lose it for long. PC and Mac now. And you can try it for free for 2 weeks. Go to Carbonite.com. You don't even need a credit card. Offer code. I'm sorry, TWIT. The offer code is TWIT, not Leo.
I just... I just took out my credit card. Here's my credit card. I probably shouldn't put that on the video.
Put it away.
I don't need it. I put my credit card away.
Wait a minute. Don't put it on the video. We got the number
Put it on the video.
Cover up the numbers when you do that. Oh, you're smart, Jason. That wasn't a black card either. That was a red card.
I thought for sure
you No, I didn't get the black card. That was a ripoff.
It's like 40 grand, right?
You have to spend like a decent amount of money, and I qualified for it, and then they sent me the package and stuff, and $4,500 a year?
Oh.
I was like, how is it different than the platinum card? They're like, it's black? And I was like,
it's all about status. It's all about whipping the thing out.
I already have a
friend.
I have an orange car.
Orange is plenty. The money is still the same. A friend of mine has a black card, and all the pleasure is in putting it on the table. Right, that's the whole.
Well, actually, the cool thing about it is it is made out of metal.
Yeah, it's made out of metal. Like, so when you set it down the table, it like makes a thunk when it goes down the table, and you basically say like, "I have the biggest card."
I am. Yeah, exactly what it is.
I win. It's like turning over the nuts.
I mean, the real benefit I always heard was like this concierge type service. But
you get that on platinum too. You get
the same thing as platinum.
But you could say, "Hey, go get this," and someone will just deal with the trouble of getting it.
Yeah.
You know, I did the research online, and there's a channel, like a message board of people who worked at American Express, and they said it's the same exact group of people who do platinum and gold and that, and they're told to just be a little nicer to the people with the black cards. That's what the guy said. He said,
oh,
that's the difference.
Hello, Mr. Gillikanis.
You know, it's like first or business or coach. They basically just it's how nice they treat you. When you're in coach, they hate you.
It's how long
when you're in business,
you hit the
they're
mountain.
Like, they like you, and then when you're in first, they love you.
Yeah.
It's just totally out of
anyway, you don't need it. Put it away. Carbonite.com.
Oh, this is good.
Offer code TWIT, TWIT. And if you sign up afterwards, you get 2 months free. That's the deal.
And the good thing is, because we have 6,200 people watching live, and there's a couple of hundred people in the chat room. If everybody signs up for this right now and does the 2-week trial, you know the Carbonite people are going to sign up for the year. So if everybody loves This Week in Tech and the work that Leo puts into it, you're obligated to go to Carbonite right now, Carbonite, Carbonite, Carbonite.com, and sign up, because Kevin Rose loves it.
Jason, do I need my card? Because I'm about to pull out my credit card. Do I need my card right now or no?
It's going to make a metal thump on the table when you pull it out.
Kevin, no, it's Jason Calacanis here, Kevin Rose. You don't need it for Carbonite.com.
I'll put this away then. Okay.
You can put the credit card away and get a 2-week trial of Carbonite.
We got two more commercials. If we do this for every commercial, there's not going to be a show.
I'm trying to pay
for that TriCaster. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You guys are fantastic.
I think we broke their system. It's like 8,000 people signing up at the same time.
Hey, it's free. Why not? No credit card needed.
No.
And
Carbonite.
And thank you very much, Jason, for your support.
Carbonite.com.
Offer code TWIT.
All right. So Facebook Connect. I do love Facebook Connect. This is, you know what I think is Dan's going on is really it's all of these guys. It's just like you using a short code on Dig, you know, doing a short. Mm-hmm. These are just methods of finding out what people are doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's inherently valuable. I mean, it doesn't mean Facebook's going to put an ad on that.
You know, Leo, one of the things I constantly tell when I have meetings with various departments within ABC News throughout the work week and kind of explain how to do this. I put it in as small of layperson's terms as possible, but I meet with different departments, so I see their different needs. And one of the things I always tell people is, look, if Google is the path of least resistance between you and information, then Twitter is the path of least resistance between you and people. And I think the more Facebook iterates and moves towards the Twitter model, with that 150 million active users, it could become exceptionally relevant for broadcast. You know, previously it moved slower, it was a little quieter, but if they can train their users to kind of accept this new model, with Twitter is okay with 6 million users, but 150 million on Facebook is nothing to sniff at.
175 now. They're growing it to the size of three Twitters. Twitter every 3 weeks.
Yeah, but Twitter's growing pretty fast themselves.
Yeah, 1,300% growth in the last year.
At least Facebook posits the right question. They say, what's on your mind? I'm surprised Twitter didn't change it to, like, what do you feel like saying yet? It just says, what are you doing?
What's on your mind is much better than what are you doing, isn't it? Yeah. But nobody pays any attention to that, do they? We say,
I have an observation about this thing with Facebook. One is about Zuckerberg. You're friends with him, Kevin. I've had dinner with him once at TED, and I met him a couple times. And he's a really bright kid, but it's pretty obvious that like he thinks he knows like what the best thing to do is. and really doesn't care what anybody else thinks. I think he's pretty
determined. With that? I think that's
which
smart.
Is fine. It's a great character, but I keep hearing he wants to model himself after Bill Gates, and I keep using that Bill Gates metaphor.
Well, that might not be so smart, but
well, actually, you know what? It's actually he's definitely doing it because he basically took somebody else's idea, Twitter's, and he's ramming it down the throats of users. I mean, that sounds pretty Bill Gates-esque to me, right?
I'm not going to mention Propeller at this point.
Well, no, I mean, well, listen. And, you had to go there. Well, I mean, come on. We all know in this industry, everybody copies everybody. Everybody evolves. Yeah. Everybody
no, there's
else.
Nothing like, original. Yes, I mean, I'm doing Chris Perillo right now.
And Kevin Rose is, you know, it's, doing
but,
a,
you know,
a URL
I have
shortener.
To say, there I mean, are original thoughts. Twitter is original.
What was Netscape doing a while ago? No.
Twitter is original. Dig was original. I mean, there are original ideas out there.
But Facebook,
but you don't have
blatant,
to be original.
Blatant,
this is pretty blatant.
Knockoff.
This is pretty blatant. But is it
a
mistake?
It comes after. No, it's not a mistake, but it's going to cause a lot of pain in the short term because people who use Facebook are not bloggers. They're using it as a Rolodex primarily and an email system.
Yeah, I mean, so they're there to find out what their college, their high school girlfriend's up to, what their brother's up to. But can they turn it around?
They should have done it in phases. They should have done it in phases.
It's a matter of getting the right amount of data in front of the people where it doesn't make them feel overwhelmed, right? Because right now, I think they have it turned like full throttle a little bit. I don't know if you've logged in recently, and if you have some active friends, all of a sudden you're like, I feel like I missed something.
Right.
Because there's just too much going on.
Well, Twitter's like that. I mean,
but Twitter's, for me, is different because it is
about the same 140 characters every time. There's no photos. There's no video.
Did I miss a photo of my niece, or did I miss an event, or did I miss, you know what I mean, like someone breaking up
with somebody else? We all suffer from overwhelm, information overload. We don't want to add to that. You want a tool like Facebook to make you feel like you're managing it.
I think that the good thing about Mark and what Facebook has done thus far is they do listen to the community, and they go back and make iterations.
He did that
stuff.
With the terms of service. I thought that was really responsive.
And how many times have they changed the news feed in the last couple of years? I mean, they're constantly tweaking this stuff.
But you can do too much listening to the community, too.
I agree.
Mean,
there's a point.
You can lose your way.
Absolutely. Yeah, you finally got to throw.
Gina, you use Facebook, right?
I do. I don't use it a whole lot. I mean, you know, in the past, I've really kind of accused Facebook of being this, like, company that has Asperger's because I haven't felt like they've been very good at responding to their users. I mean, the privacy thing they did. But, you know, I have to say, in this case, I kind of agree with Scoble. I mean, we've all run big websites, and we know how people react when there are any kinds of changes.
Any change drives them crazy.
Any change at all. And I have to say, I mean, if this many users are freaking out, you know, 3 weeks from now, a month from now, then okay, you know, there might be something to it. But honestly, I just feel like, you know, these things need time, and people feel upset when things change. And
I agree with her 100%. You kind of have to sit back, you know, step away for a few weeks and watch and say, is this a big deal with the community a couple of weeks from now? Because oftentimes, you know, it's kind of the vocal minority initially. And like, you know, it's important to listen to
a million petitions.
Is it a million now?
Let me
really
see. I'm
going to
look at the BBC and see what they say.
Yeah, it's over a million. It's over a million.
Well, still, though,
and
you
it's
know,
94%,
my broadcast mentor always used to say, you cannot program a radio station by committee. You have to have one music director.
Right.
And I think it's the same thing with Facebook. They should listen. They should pay attention. They should care. But they shouldn't make business decisions based on a very small but very vocal community.
All right, let me put you all on the spot. Is Facebook going to lose users because of this, Kevin?
No way.
No.
David?
I don't think so.
Dan says no. Gina?
No.
No. Jason is
no,
Facebook?
No. But he may lose some employees because...
Employees?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. You know, if you're going to be sort of draconian about it, like saying, like, hey, here's what we're going to do, and your entire team says, like, we should have done it a different way... you know, you could wind up losing good people, and more of the adults around him might get a little tired of this because it seems to be a pattern. I mean, I think he sort of shoots first and then he sort of pulls back. It's his first startup company.
Did this come from Mark or did this come from Dave?
It came from Mark, and supposedly there's an email that says, you know, he said like, oh, well, we have to, I just run a tech meme, but who knows if it's true, but he's just sort of like, we have to be disruptive and, you know, our users will get used to it, which is a very Steve Jobs approach. I mean,
Steve doesn't give a damn what users think.
Where's the right mouse button on, you know, the mouse?
I mean, first thing, I bought a $5,000 Mac Pro. And the first thing I do is throw out the mouse. It's like, can you put a good mouse in?
They've never been good. They need to replace that one mouse engineer, right? We had the hockey puck. Remember that thing?
I got I got one right here.
This that guy is just like
the Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, then you got the Mighty Mouse.
this is for the iMac. This was the mouse. Well, it's round. No hand, except maybe a 3-year-old's can fit this thing. This is the worst.
This is because Steve Jobs makes a decision about certain things, and when he makes a decision, he's making the decision based on somebody who doesn't do a lot of work on their computer.
That's a nice fashion. So he's smart.
Nice, like Leo.
That? I think that's a good look. That's a good look. Yeah, you know, it's like a bolo. It is. It's kind of like a... I'm going to wear this to South by Southwest this year.
When the iPhone came out, you couldn't send multiple people SMS messages because apparently Steve Jobs said, well, why would you want to do that? So
why would you?
Right.
You still can't do that, by the way.
Well, the same thing with the keyboard. 3.0
will do that now?
Like, yeah, you've been able to do it for... It was a firmware update.
No, but there's...
Send SMS to multiple people and then...
Oh, you can on the iPhone? Oh.
And then the next software, of course, which should have come out eons ago, you know, the cut and paste capabilities, the email search capabilities, half of the common sense things that I still don't know why the iPhone doesn't.
I think Mr. Rose deserves a victory lap at this point. You hit it. Did you set everything right? Everything was.
There was some good rumors there. Yeah.
You got every one of them.
You have you gotten the television rumor, Kevin? Because I got this twice.
Yeah, I got to call you on this one because Jason, you said this 6 months ago that there was. Gonna
I
be
said a year and a half ago.
Was going to be a 24-inch TV.
I've heard they're talking about an LCD TV. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard that
has a computer built into it. You never heard it.
Well, the thing is, it's not like you can have one source for all Apple rumors. Do you know what I mean? Like they're very segmented and they're very kind of tight and. You have to talk to a certain person about the iPhone versus a certain person.
But you're not
iTunes
reaching out to people, are you? You just have the world's biggest transom. I mean, people throw stuff at you.
No,
right?
I think what happens is I get some anonymous emails from people that I know their signatures by now, and they kind of are like, hey.
You know whether to trust them or not.
Right, exactly. And then also people come up at conferences all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I work at Apple. Check this out. And they just tell you something real quick, and you're like, hell yeah.
I have to say, since Steve's been gone, it seems like there's much less tight than it used to be of a tight ship. You couldn't find out anything for a while.
Yeah, it was really, really tight years ago. Remember?
Yeah, impossible.
Yeah.
Anything you heard, you knew it was wrong because nobody's going to take the chance of getting fired.
Benevolent dictator.
Just out of curiosity, and clearly I'm not going to ask to reveal your sources, but how worried are the people there? I deal with the DC wonks and I deal with the UN wonks a lot, but how paranoid are people within Apple about their confidentiality? I mean, clearly there's a background and off record type of situation, but are they worried about any type of backlash?
I don't think so. I mean, if people walk up to you at a conference and they just say, hey, check this out.
Used to be, you'd call them.
These aren't intentional leaks.
And you'd be on the phone with them at Apple and they'd say, don't ask me about that. I can't talk about that. They knew it was bugged.
Yeah, well, the emails that I get are from crazy, I've never heard of domains that are, you know, offshore or whatever they may be. And you just look at the signature, you know, oh, okay, you know, X57 has sent me 3 good rumors in the past.
Oh, good.
You know?
Yeah.
So
What about this China Times or the rumor that Apple's buying touch screens? It looks like, I have to say, when you look at 3.0, it looks like Apple's getting ready for a tablet PC.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I think their focus is on the iPhone right now and how they can evolve that. I think there's a hardware update coming later this year for the iPhone.
To match 3.0. They're going to give away 3.0 to current users, right. but to match 3.0.
But I think there's
it's been a year now.
Yeah.
Right? It'll be a year in August for iPhone 2, right? And it was a year between
And here's the key. And
iPhone 1 and 2.
Scott Bourne makes this very good point that this is 2 years since the original people bought. Their contract is now running out. Mm-hmm. Time to get them in the fold if they're thinking of moving on to, say, a Palm Pre. Hmm. Is the Pre the competition? Gina, are you looking at a Pre? Is that like the next phone for you?
I'm checking it out. I just switched to the Android myself, so I think I'm happy
for
now.
Right. You're an Android user.
I am. I'm an Android user. You know, the iPhone thing, like iPhone 3.0 sounds awesome, but the 2.0 upgrade just completely screwed up my phone. Like, the phone was never the same after that. So, while in theory it sounds great, I'm interested to see what it's really like.
I keep trying to use the G1. I keep wanting to like the G1.
Yeah, you know, the G1, the handset kind of sucks. Android is great.
It's the hardware. The hardware is just not powerful enough for Android. So there's lag. The battery life is 3 hours, 4 hours.
The screen and the software looks clean. I saw a Twitter app on there the other day, and I was like, wow, this is really
it's nicely designed.
Yeah. But the battery life hurt is
I think we're going to see and this is, I know nothing, but I think we're going to see netbooks on an Android platform. I think it's just a natural, you know.
Do we think Steve Jobs is going to come back to Apple?
I don't think so.
It depends on what his health problem really is.
It depends on if he kind of maintains his current health. I think he'll stay retired and kind of just keep a chairman of the board kind of role thing going on. Is he chairman of the board?
Yeah, keep a board role, whatever. I think so. He is. Yeah, I think he's chairman.
But if he obviously puts weight back on and gains his health back again, I think he'll come back.
I don't think that's going to happen. But who knows? None of us know, right?
Yeah, none of us.
Nobody's claiming any inside information.
I'm wondering what would be the major difference in an Apple without Steve Jobs, because obviously it seems like it's changed already since he's
it does,
been
doesn't
a
it?
A month.
It does.
And maybe it's coincidence since there's a long product cycle. You can't say cut and paste is because he wasn't there. That obviously was in the pipeline. But it does feel like a different organization. And maybe they will let you put any MP3 player into the, iTunes. Maybe they'll let you put any application on, and maybe they'll unlock the iPhone, because that to me screams of a Steve Jobs.
Well, AT&T is selling an unlocked iPhone if you've got $700 to lay for the 16 gig version and $500 for the 8 gig version. I don't know who would buy that. I don't know if they did that because of the FCC or what. But
I just hope they put the right CEO in place. I want Ives. Like, he's awesome.
Really? You think so? More than a designer, you think he could run the place?
Yeah.
See, I don't know why he's got the vision. Jonathan Ives, who's got no business experience, should be
CEO. He's a designer. He's a great designer.
He's just got that sense. Like,
I mean, unless he has a really good COO.
Have you listened to him talk? He's just a badass. He's a badass like Jobs is.
He's a visionary. There's no question.
He's a product visionary, without a doubt.
Well, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have half of the design of.
Oh, absolutely. He's responsible for
everything. And somebody like Tim Cook, who comes along, is clearly the business guy, the guy who can run it, but doesn't have that.
Make him a strong COO. Make Ives the CEO. That would be awesome.
Gina, who should run Apple?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Kevin on that. Sure. Ives.
Why not? Kevin
Why
knows.
Not?
I trust him.
Kevin Rose?
Kevin Rose should run Apple.
Kevin Rose should run
Apple. I'll go with that.
I think you'd be a good... Would you like a hardware job?
That would be pretty badass. If I could work with Ives, hell yes.
Bill Campbell is chairman of Apple. It's according to the
Campbell, chairman of the board. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Steve is just a board CEO member. And board member.
All right, Kevin. So here it is. If they came to you and said,
$1, you get paid $1, but
you get
a jet.
Do I get those stock options?
You get the stock options and the jet.
Here it is. You, Dig keeps running. You're chairman emeritus, whatever, you're involved.
Right.
You could do Dig in a day a week.
And you become president of Apple, second only to the CEO, and work in the new products group. And they give you, you know, whatever, some huge amount of stuff. Would you go do it? Would you leave Dig full time to go be president of Apple? Yes or no?
Why are you doing this to me, Jason?
The problem is everything would leak like a.
Because I want to see if you're honest. I want to see if you're honest. Everything.
I'd be like, Dig would have the best Apple rumors.
Yeah, totally.
You could still do Dignation.
Go ahead, answer it,
man. It's Apple. I don't know. That's a tough call. I think that we've got a Dig, our product roadmap. We've got like another 2 years of really cool shit that I want to see out there.
Do you see yourself segueing in a couple of years to something else?
I don't know.
I mean, that's not a good thing to ask, because you don't want to tell the troops that I'm here for a couple more years. You want to say I'm here for the rest of my life.
No, I mean, the thing is that I believe, and you'll see with the toolbar and then some releases shortly thereafter, that we've got some crazy new directions for Dig that we've never taken in the past. You know, you look at the homepage today and you're like, oh, that's the same Dig I've known for the last few years, right?
You need to do that, don't you? You constantly have to keep swimming.
Yourself.
You constantly
Absolutely.
Have to do that.
We've been around for 4 years.
Yeah.
People
get bored.
Almost
no
five,
doubt.
Right? When is it five?
Almost five.
Wow.
It's nuts.
Right. Crazy.
And
crazy.
In 1 week will be the anniversary, the fourth anniversary of me leaving Tech TV.
Isn't that crazy?
Is it four or five? Five. It'll be 5 years since I left Tech TV. Yeah.
When the whole
April 1st, 2004.
We were all in D.C., and it was kind of cool.
Yeah, remember we were interviewing the chairman of the FCC, Michael Powell.
And it was kind of cool to just be gone when, like, the S hit the fan.
I remember telling Michael Powell.
The S hit the fan.
The S. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you said
the ass is good. That would be.
The ass. How?
Fan ass. No, I remember telling Michael Powell, he's the chairman of the FCC, and this guy loved Tech TV, and I said, yeah, I think it's over for Tech TV. And he was genuinely like, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, a lot of people were bummed.
Yeah, it's very sad. I want to take another break. When we come back.
Do I need my credit card for this one?
Yes. When we, I'm trying to think. When we come back, I had something I wanted to talk to you guys about. Well, it'll come back to me.
I want to talk about how I didn't block you on WeFollow.
I know you didn't.
I didn't block you.
Twitter did it.
Twitter didn't block you either. The
I was teasing
API
you.
Is
it
still
sucky?
Not,
yeah. It's just. I don't know. I'm not sure I trust Ev. I don't think Ev likes me. I don't think Ev likes me.
What? How do you?
He doesn't like me. I don't want to get into this. People don't like it when I whine. No more.
Oh, you're not on the suggested followers list either, I see.
Do you talk to Ev if you have him on the show?
We talked to him when Twitter first started. Oh, yeah.
You should have him on the show.
We've asked him to be back.
And he said no.
I'll get him on the show.
He said, I'm too busy, which is no.
Who are the people?
Like, no. I'll get him on the show.
Talking about people that wouldn't be on Twit at the same time as other people.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
Really?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's just basically with me. That's the only.
Oh,
so
nobody
Jason,
will be on with
be
Jason.
On with? Kevin's sitting here, so we know that he's not one of them. So.
What? Who'd be on with
no, it's the only person who won't be on with me is Cory Doctorow.
Cory is not the only one, but yes, Cory's one.
Well, no, that's not true. John Dvorak is on me all the time.
John would do it, but he's not crazy about it.
Well, that's because I challenge John.
You challenge him. He doesn't like to be challenged.
Jason.
You know,
is challenging. That's a good thing.
Gina, I think you need to have a rider in your contract that says who you won't be on with, what kind of M&Ms you want, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's your rider, Gina? What is the showstopper? What is the thing? The one thing with which I will up with which I will not put.
Well, I definitely need dark chocolate M&Ms. I think dark chocolate M&Ms are definitely there.
Those are pretty tight. Good call.
I'm taking. Yeah. I didn't know they made them. Where do you get
those? Chocolate Skittles.
Oh, they're good.
Okay. Here's what you're gonna do: dark chocolate M&Ms. You put them in the microwave. 30
what?
Seconds on high, okay? Until they, like, the shells crack. My friend Troy Malone told me this. The shell kind of cracks a little bit and it starts to sweat.
She's
perfect.
She's
you take
hacking.
It out of the microwave and they're delicious. I'm all about the M&Ms. Microwaved on high.
Wow.
30 seconds.
Can we try
it?
Do you have any M&Ms here, Leo?
We'll run out. Colleen is going to run out and get some M&Ms.
Set Prager. Set Prager.
No, Prager's...
Prager.
Prager's no longer the
He's your
gopher.
Valet, right,
I don't
Kevin?
Do that. I'm just Kevin's driver.
You're the valet.
He's Turtle. He's wearing a backwards baseball hat.
And I'm the one drinking beer. Oh, no, I'm not.
That's horrible.
We can get you some.
I think Kevin needs a refresh on his tea, Prager.
I do, actually.
Don't be mean. That's why you have Colleen. Colleen's running out to do that.
Thank you.
Did you see, though, what Skittles did? Skittles put a Twitter stream on their front page.
Yeah. No.
And everybody was, like, swearing.
I got Twitter in my blind.
It was worth it for them to do that.
I saw that as a trending topic. Oh, yeah. I was like, why is Skittles so hot right now?
So now they're now they put Facebook there. Instead of Twitter, they took
their
Twitter
off.
Yeah. People were gaming it.
We had a break.
Who owns Skittles?
This is a break. If you would like to drink some Pepsi One or...
Pepsi, no. Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Coke Zero. There's no reason to drink it. It's got nothing in it. This part of the show is, and there, boy, are they sorry, brought to you by Go to My PC. My friends, Go to My PC from the folks at Citrix.
Yes.
Yes, Jason?
No, I Go to My PC is how I did all the interviews for the TechCrunch 50. I did about 100 of those in a week on Go to My PC.
You probably had your choice of any remote access program, but no, you chose Go to My PC because Go to My PC from Citrix is secure, it's fast, it's easy to install. You don't have to configure the router. It does what's called NAT traversal. There really is no better way to get out of the office, to go on vacation, to travel, and still have access to your office system. In fact, you could put it on there right now. Go to mypc.com/twit. Go to mypc.com/twit. Before I'm done talking, it will be installed with no special configuration. Now, the minute you go somewhere, you just log on with a Mac or PC, any computer. You log on to gotomypc.com. There's your office computer, full screen, just like you're there. Run any program, send and receive email, access any network resource. It is remote access done right. Simple, powerful, and secure, too, by the way. Use this as a VPN if you want. When you're at an internet cafe, you go to gotomypc.com and you're...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. PC World's World-Class Award for Best Remote Access Software again. And now it's free for the next 30 days. Go to gotomypc.com/twit.
gotomypc.com/twit. Twit.
Thank you.
Do I need a credit card or just to sign up with them?
You need a credit card on this one.
All right, well.
But it doesn't have to be a black card. It could be any color.
Regular card.
Any color at all. They're not
proud.
You can
do a trial. It's for a trial.
This is for a 1 month free trial. They're not going to charge your card, but they just need that because you know what happens?
What's that?
There are bad people out there who just keep signing up for the free trial over and over again. So they want to kind of limit it to the number of credit cards you have.
Kevin, do you do a press tour when you have a new product out? Do you do like a little press tour and show it to some of the press before you
like
launch
a little satellite media tour?
It depends on how big the product is, but normally it's just like a blogger tour, kind of call up Arrington and a few others and say, hey, we've got this coming out in a few weeks. You want to take a look?
And you go have coffee with them?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's how I do it too. But you could do it with the guys in New York too, and they really appreciate it, you know, and you get the LA Times and you just get
ABC.
And
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, Mr. Dan Patterson at ABC News would like to know more.
So I could use Go to My PC for that.
Yeah.
If you were doing a press tour, you know, because I know Kevin.
Actually, you would probably
class,
just go to meeting for
save that.
Meeting,
yeah. Go to meeting. That's what
yeah.
I said.
Yeah.
Is there a
yeah.
free trial that I could use?
There is. Go to
meetings.com/twit.
Same thing.
It's a no-risk free trial, too,
they get
right?
two for the price of one on that one.
Wow.
All right, you guys.
I love when they say no-risk free trial. Has there ever been a trial where it's like a risky trial?
You know,
like,
I have a sponsor on the radio where I can't say free trial. I'm not going to say the sponsor, but I can't say free trial, but I can say no-risk trial.
Huh. I think the risk is where you sign up for a free trial and you have to actively remember to cancel. Otherwise,
that's the risk.
That is the risk.
And that's the risk trial. That's
so
the clever
risk trial.
Yeah.
There's weird things you can sign up for. And if you really cancel, like, you get a benefit. Like
your Twit donation, which will continue forever unless you cancel it. Just a reminder.
You know,
we stopped doing yearly donations because every year I would get a message from somebody saying, what's this charge? And I have mm-hmm. to say, you signed up for a yearly donation. So
versus
I just said
monthly, you mean?
Monthly,
mm-hmm.
people remember because they
the
see it every month.
$5 or
$2? $2. I asked for $2 a month. I figure that's as cheap as you can get. And
see, we stopped doing it. We
you don't do that anymore.
Three, but we kind of are thinking about having quote unquote paid memberships again, but trying to wrap my head around what to offer.
We don't offer anything.
In exchange, like,
we don't offer anything.
Yeah. I mean,
you just have after Dignation. So you have Alex and Kevin and you talking about the show.
But
for
you know what happens when you do that? And this happened to you guys, too. You gave people early access, and then they just distribute it. They break it.
And the content's free, and the only reason...
And then you have to start chasing them around, like whack-a-mole.
To count it, like the same way as you want to be able to...
You don't want to get in that business.
This is how many people are watching Twit.
A donation to Twit is because you like what you hear. It's free if you want to support it. There's another reason to do it more than... I mean, the money's...
Like NPR.
Well, the money, yeah, it's like NPR. The money does, believe it or not, I mean, we wouldn't be here because for the first 2 years we didn't have sponsors.
There's a lightsaber behind you.
There's a lightsaber? Who's got a lightsaber? Which of them losers is a lightsaber? Oh, Jason.
Jason.
Put it away.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize I was on camera.
Listen to that sound. That's very authentic.
Somebody walked into my office and asked for a raise. So whenever they do that, I put the lightsaber on.
You are asking for a raise, eh?
I find your lack of faith in your stock options disturbing.
That's good.
You can use that, Kevin.
That's awesome.
Next time Frager asks for a raise, you tell him, your stock options are your raise. And Jay Adelson will be less forgiving than me.
I never forget my valuable tech TV stock options.
Yes, we're
using upstairs in the bathroom.
Were people suing like Paul Allen about that? Like,
no, we went to a lawyer and we investigated, and there was no way out.
I heard a story from an unnamed source that they would have these meetings with Paul Allen at Tech TV, and they'd have to retell him everything that they told him the first time around, and he like wouldn't remember. And at one point, Paul Allen stood up and he pulled his wallet out of his pocket and he held it up at this person who I shouldn't name, and he says, "See this? It's getting thinner."
No,
and I wish if something like that had ever been like on a YouTube video, it would have gone so viral.
Oh,
wow,
that's like
he's made a series of bad investments in the past, right?
Oh, like in the past and the present, Charter is now in trouble. I think Charter declared Chapter 11.
Does it really matter though? I mean, he's got like a few billy in the bank. Yeah. Like, what does he care?
All you got to do is take like, and you should remember this: skim just a little off the top every month. Put that aside. And you never have to worry again. Where were we? Do we want to talk any more about the Apple III? I don't think so.
Talk about Flip.
Flip?
I think that was a good
Why does Cisco buy a portable camera manufacturer?
Because they want to be able to sell consumer devices. Then they started doing
Linksys.
And I think
But how does this fit the product line?
Well, I just think it's an enormous opportunity. They have deeper pockets. They can spend more money in R&D of engineering and hardware devices. And that I think there's a burgeoning market for small personal video recording devices.
I think it's really interesting like that Apple both of you guys walk in with a flip camera, I think is really. And then Jason showed
whole thing. We didn't even plan on that either.
Yeah. And I think, you know, more and more people are going to have like, you know, a video camera that basically fits in your pocket. Seriously. And, you know, I think Cisco.
But wait a minute. Shouldn't it be on the phone?
Yeah, but it really? Drains the battery so fast on the iPhone.
Well, I mean, Cisco is in a position where they could decide we want to make a flip cam that has network access. We want to make a flip cam that does this or that or something else.
Hey, Leo, can I introduce you to my friend?
Yeah.
This is my friend, Sam Levine. If you've ever seen Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan. I love that show. That's
and he's
awesome.
In Inglourious Basterds. If you know Quentin Tarantino's new film, yeah. He plays a Nazi killing mofo.
Yes. I believe that's how it's written in the script. Nazi killing mofo.
What nice was it like to work with Quentin Tarantino?
It was the craziest experience of my life.
iPhone or BlackBerry?
iPhone all the way.
Okay. Mac or PC?
PC.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, split decision.
Split down the middle there.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
He's the guest on, that was a little promo. He's the guest on Kevin Pollak's show. We're doing a little cross-pollinization. Sorry about that, Leo.
Cross-pollockization.
And those are the first questions you ask anyone.
Freaks and Geeks was an amazing show. Look at all the people who came out. Seth Rogen. So many people came out of that show. And that's great. It's great to see him.
Sam Levine made a lot of money at the poker game last night. How much did you... That's Leo Laporte.
Please tell him I've been a huge fan since...
Sam says, TV. Huge fan since ZDTV.
Did you tell him Kevin Rose was in here too? Speaking of,
you know Kevin Rose, big, he's in there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I love Kevin.
He loves you, Kevin Rose.
Oh, well, tell him I said thank you. I am a fan. Yo.
Sam wants to know how he can get on the Twitter top followers list. He's only got like 2,000.
Sure, what I like, I'd like to know that. What is his Twitter handle?
It's SAMM Levine.
Tell him to add himself to We Follow.
Yeah, okay, that's actually a good start. Go to WeFollow.com. Yeah.
You got to go to WeFollow.
The problem is if you only... Now, this is a flaw in WeFollow. If you only have 2,000 followers, there's so many people going to be show up ahead of you because you rank by followers.
We have really crazy... Like, if you go to, tag slash... I mean, everything from feminist to T
But people are looking...
Pastors.
So they're going to look at actors, right? Because he's an actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's going to be like 800th on the list.
He'd probably be in the top 50, I'd say.
Really?
Well, how many followers does he have?
2,000.
Oh, crap. We just took down WeFollow again.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. We only have two servers, so...
Can everybody retweet to follow Sam Levine so you get to meet?
SAMMLE... Vine, is that how he spells it?
Yeah, okay. Levine. Everyone follow him.
And why should we follow? Because he's funny? Because he's cute?
He's pretty funny. He's a cute guy. He's single for the ladies out there.
For the ladies.
Gina.
He's a simple man who likes simple things like Gina. Fancy cars and casinos, according to Twitter.
Fancy cars and casinos? But he's a juvenile. I mean, he plays juveniles. He looks like he's 12.
Right, but he's a boy in a man's body, a man in a boy's body. Anyway, he kills a lot of Nazis in the
He's a mean
Tarantino.
Mofo.
Yes. Yes.
So your offer now to Twitter to be on the top list, you should tell Sam this, is now up to $500,000.
Yes, it is.
Jason moved it up to
$500,000.
Are you really going to pay $500,000?
I said if I was a default user for 3 years...
He wants 3 years for his money now.
I said 3 years. I keep upping it because I want to keep changing the deal so it's better for me. So 3 years, which means you would get... How many people are they going to add in the next 3 years, Kevin?
Right. I get you. Right now, yeah, it's going to be
many,
huge.
Guess how many they're going to... How many do you think?
In the next 3 years?
20 million?
Yeah.
No, more than that.
50 million?
More than that.
They're going to be 175 million? They're going to be like Facebook?
They'll probably be Facebook size in 3 years.
I don't think they'll be around if they get that big. What? I mean,
all right, so what's the range, Kevin? Worst case scenario, what? And top line, what?
You're probably in 3 years, you're probably going to pick up maybe 5 to 7 million followers if that list stayed static at that 40 or 45.
Well, no. 80% of people add those people.
It is. That's what you look at it. It's 10,000 a day for people.
No. Yeah, but really, do you think that that's going to stay that way?
I mean,
you think they're just
going to
keep it a static list?
What it's doing is that they select the first 25, and then they randomize that list of suggested people. So they go through, if you refresh the page, it'll show a different 25, and so they're going through the 75
except that
people.
For some reason, Whole Foods is always on there, and Dell is always on there.
What does Whole Foods talk about?
You get about a third of the people.
Do you think new users at Twitter really should be following Whole Foods?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how good concept. I mean, I wanted to use it.
Is Whole Foods paying for it?
No,
nobody's paying anything now.
Really? Oh, do we know that for sure, though?
I know it for a fact. Nobody's paying anybody anything. Okay.
And they turned down your half million.
Well, Jason, I'm friends with Evan, and I did this as sort of half of a joke and half serious because they didn't include me in the top whatever list when they did it. So I went from being like number 5 to number 50.
Can I ask you a question? Were you supposed to microwave the M&Ms inside the bag?
Are they mic'd in the bag?
No. Like, you had to put them on napkin and then...
She microwaved them in the bag.
Because that'll
that created a steam chamber.
M&Ms.
We're now going to have a lump. Well, we got another one. Okay, are these microwaved? Okay, take them out. Put them on. She likes hacking stuff. So these were microwaved 30 seconds.
Give those to
All right, so that's the entire bag microwaved?
The entire bag. What do you think,
Gina? So what's the inside look like?
Well, let's open it up and see. I don't know. So what's supposed to happen, Gina? They're supposed to glow?
Well, they're just supposed to melt on the inside and, you know, make you feel...
You know, I think this might have worked. There's a few
broken ones. Are they still in the shells?
Go ahead, David. You get to try it.
Wait, did the bag melt to the M&Ms, though?
No. The bag is intact.
Give it to Kevin.
All right, I'm going to try it.
If it tastes like
plastic. Oh, you're right. No. Mm.
Yeah, right?
So you get a creamy middle.
Uh-huh.
Because the chocolate has slightly melted.
Exactly.
And then you get the hard shell exterior. And they still melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
That's pretty
good. Have you done this with Skittles?
I haven't.
Well, we have a bag of Skittles too. We should try it.
You can empty out a few like onto a napkin if you're afraid of, you know, the inks from the bag leaching into your chocolate, which might not be so good.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a good idea. So we're gonna put these on the. What is the difference between Skittles and M&Ms?
Well, there's no chocolate involved, so that concerns me a little.
Oh, that's not good. So there's like a jelly bean in there, huh?
Yeah. It's like Starburst, but with a candy coating.
There we go.
Okay.
And then 30 seconds on the Skittles.
What's this? Oh, look. Here, try these. These were microwaved in a mug, apparently.
they get a little melty, the M&Ms, as you're probably seeing.
I'm sticking with the Lindt 70% cocoa and 10 stark chocolate. Forget M&Ms.
Whoa, look at this.
They're not really melted that much.
I love that Lindt. Lindt is delicious.
When did that
Lindt is good stuff. Cargo plane crashes in Tokyo, and they've got a video of it.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Is there a plane there?
Will planes stop crashing? Holy hell, we've had so many in like the last...
Many people don't know this, but Kevin is not exactly a good flyer.
No, I love to fly as long as I've had like 3 or 4 beers before I go.
You're a nervous flyer a little bit. I know this because we couldn't get you to come back to Toronto because you didn't like the flying.
I hate flying. I hate everything about it. Like, it's the experience of going to wait and like, it's just
it's awful.
Yeah, but you were live streaming your flight last week.
That's true. That was fun. Actually,
he was on
better.
Virgin America. He was sitting there with was it Ustream or something?
Yeah, Ustream.
Else? And everyone's just sitting there staring at him, staring at his computer.
All right, now we've microwaved Skittles. While you did enjoy these lovely...
You've got to try one of these, too. Come on.
The green?
You know what the green do?
No, you know, those are good. What did the green do?
Do you remember when...
Yeah. Stop it.
Leo, how many of those Tech TV shirts do you own?
Oh, I wore this for today for the occasion. Okay. I have 3 or 4. They don't make them anymore, you know.
Oh, wow. That's really different. From Skittles?
They're good. It's not bad. It's not bad. All right, technology news. I'm sure there's some. TV viewing, according to Nielsen, is at an all-time high.
It's because of the
economy. People are watching TV. Well, this is from the fall, so maybe the election had something to do with it. More people are watching TV than ever before. The average American television... I thought it was going down.
I can tell you why it's going up.
Get this. The average American television viewer is watching more than 151 hours of television a month. That's 5 hours a day.
It's a very simple reason.
Why?
Because people used to miss episodes of shows. So to get into a show like Damages or Battlestar or Lost, you would miss a show and you'd be like, I'm not going to start that up. So now they can make shows that are totally big story arcs, very complex, and know that people are not going to miss anything.
Right.
And if they do, they go to Hulu. So now people are getting addicted. I mean, I don't remember the last time in the 80s or 90s that people were like, oh my God, Battlestar. Oh my God, Damages. Oh my God, The Shield. Oh my God, Lost. I mean, people are addicted to these shows, and it's cliffhangers again, like the serials. So it's a renaissance for them if they only had the... You know,
this is bad for us, though, for Revision 3 and Twit, because we don't want them watching so much TV.
No, it'll be fine.
Kevin's, you don't care.
You can always find an hour here or there to fit in some good podcasting.
It's they're different types of content.
Well, I do think one of the changes is that they're counting DVRs now. They didn't for, you know, when we were on Tech TV, 13% of our audience was watching on TiVo and didn't get counted.
Right.
If you got a TiVo, Nielsen would come and take your people meter. So that really hurt us because we never, you know, most of our audience was technically illiterate. But now they're finally counting DVRs. In fact, DVR viewer, the rise, the use of recorders has gone up. Now, get this. In the fourth quarter of 2008, 73.9 million people use DVRs. I mean, how many? There's only like 100 million TV households total. It's like three quarters of all households are using DVRs now.
That's nuts.
So that, but that's what you said, Jason, because you don't miss episodes anymore.
And if it gets, I mean, the big issue now, it's like, oh, if I got deleted off the DVR by accident because I ran out of space or somebody accidentally deleted, just, I go to Hulu and watch it.
Right, or BitTorrent.
Yeah, but what they're going to do is they're going to get us addicted to this, and then the new inside line is when you go to Hulu, maybe in like it'll take a year or two, you're going to have to prove that you subscribe at home.
Well, that's what they do with the HBO pay-per-view.
That's going to be for everything.
Yeah.
And how do they verify that? He's putting your address.
You put in your address. You put in your view. They cookie you. They give you a login. Just like Sirius Satellite does.
Interesting.
This is the chocolate episode, huh?
Oh, it was either wine or chocolate, and since you declined our wine.
Awesome.
Squarespace, by the way, who does your blog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sent us.
They do mine, too.
They do, Dan? They sent us some of the best wine.
Wonderful.
They sent us. Thank you. I want to say thank you to Dane, who sent us like 10 bottles of like really good French wine. I know. It was, and Californian, too.
You know, I had a chance to sit down with the Squarespace guys when we were in South by Southwest, and not only are they really engaged in making a fun and interesting platform, but they're intellectually engaged in how people use websites, both on a user back end and how front end users navigate websites, and they have, you know, a sincere intellectual fascination with not our toys and gizmos, but how do we move from a tinker type of platform like WordPress over to something that allows you to have that same code level access, but really concentrate on publishing as opposed to tinkering. And, you know, they're fascinating guys.
I think you have to be smart now. You cannot come out with a product, widgets or websites, and not really be, you have to be Steve Jobs from now on. The bar is rising. And don't you, well,
like
Kevin,
in what way? Like what?
I think you have to be a deep thinker. I don't think you can just say, let's put something out and see what happens.
You know, Leo, one of the things that I constantly tell people within ABC and said the same talking point over and over and over at South by Southwest was that, look, our tools and our gadgets and gizmos, they're all well and good. But really, this is not about our tools and gadgets. It's about determining the way media and information flows in the 21st century.
And it's not obvious because it's changing. We're in an inflection point.
Exactly. Exactly. But I keep telling my bosses, look, this is the democratization of the dissemination of information. And you need to understand not just how Twitter works. You need to not understand just how Facebook works, but you need to understand things like trust and community and relationship. And they sound very, very basic, but all of information flows based on hierarchies of trust and relationships. If you don't understand that, you can implement any type of toy or gadget over the top of a website. And like you said, you can't just launch it. It has to be something that's smart and treats people like they're smart.
Does that make sense, Gina? Do you think that we're getting
smarter?
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I hope we're getting smarter. Some people are getting smarter, but yeah, to build something meaningful, yes, all of you have to understand all of those things.
Your site is smarterware.org.
And that was not an intentional plug, but thank you, Leo. I appreciate that.
One of the things that I see, though, that troubles me a little bit, especially when working with big companies and corporations, is that they oftentimes sit back and they just sit on their hands for a little bit and they kind of watch what's going on, but they're scared to get out there and actually play.
Because their business model is shaky, right?
But you have to get out there. You have to release early, release often, and iterate, you know? And that's something that these big companies aren't used to doing.
Well, and they also don't understand what's going on because it undermines their business model, and it's very difficult. If you've built a company on one business model, well, Jason, can you speak to that? I mean, now who's there?
Oh, this is my friend Kevin Pollak.
Oh my God, it's like Hollywood.
I'm just name dropping. Like,
did Martin Short call into the show yesterday?
Martin Short called in. Hold on, talk to Kevin Pollak for a second. He's more interesting.
I don't know. I mean, I.
I'm in the helm.
Kevin, you take the con. Take her out, Mr. P.
I'm only saying that because it's Shatner's 78th birthday today. And I'm very excited. And happy birthday to him.
Well, we're glad to have you on board the Starship Enterprise, Mr. Shatner. What do you think? What do you think, William, of the new Star Trek episode?
Oh, geez, there's the new.
First of all, let me just say,
Burton. Oh my God!
On the Star Trek celebration, it's Shatner's 78th birthday.
No,
Geordi in the house as well.
Shatner is 70.
Nice.
78.
78.
Still kicking life square in the nuts.
And he looks so good.
Yes, he do.
And so does the hair.
Yeah, look at this. We both got the hats. This is going to be great.
Wait a minute, I got mine. Where's my cap? Is that because you guys are bald, or is it just you like to wear the hat? You think it looks good on you?
In his case, it looks because he looks cool. In my case, because I am yet another talented balding Jew. Now, you know, we're live very soon, shortly after you, and I hope we get 1/10 of your audience would be nice.
We're going to keep everybody and then some. We're going to 60,000 to watch Kevin Pollak vamp live. What is the name of this? Is it the Kevin Pollak Show?
It's called Kevin Pollak's Chat Show, and it's
catchy title, don't you think?
Yeah, it's very original. Yeah. KevinPollak'sChatShow.com, one of the many portals where this can be viewed, and LeVar Burton and Sam Levine, the first guest on the first kickoff debut show in T-minus 37.
I better start drinking.
Yeah, you better start getting liquored up now, LeVar. and I want you, by the way, but you have to promise now on your show live that you'll be a guest on mine and Kevin Rose as well, please.
That would be awesome.
Anytime, we'd love to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to book you now. I'm not going to just take any time. That's not
Thursday at 4, I'll be there.
No, it's Sunday, every Sunday, 5 p.m., your Pacific daylight time.
Have your person, Mr. Calacanis, have him call my person.
I will have my bitch, Calacanis, call your people, and we'll set this up.
All right. And
Kevin, by the way,
how does
bitch is the new king of the world, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to talk to you, Kevin. I'm a huge fan. I don't know if you remember. I used to have you on the radio show on KNBR in San Francisco often, and just a big fan of the... Of all the success you've had.
Thank you very much. And of course I remember. It's still on my resume.
No, you don't. Oh, that's a good
idea. Yes, I do.
Go do your show. Go do the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I look forward to being on your show and you on my show. And Kevin Rose,
deal.
Please.
Ask LeVar what it was like to be on this show and then say you want to be on it.
Oh, okay. I will. I'll put that to him live. And we're taking live questions as well. So please offer some of those. And now here's Mr. Calacanis, my boss.
It's like Bob Hope wandering into the studio, you know, on the car. You wouldn't remember that. You're too young.
I remember Bob Hope.
You remember Bob? No, but he, yeah. But I mean, you don't remember him. Did you ever watch Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. So you must have been. You were pretty young. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jason, I was asking the question. I forgot now what I was asking. It was something about business. Yeah. Oh, well.
Changing business models? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Whose business model are we changing?
Oh, why, yeah, just how difficult it is for a company that is built around one business model to suddenly say, oh, look at these newspapers. This week, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, it's gone online. It's no longer a print paper. I think that's a difficult transition because their whole business is built on display ads, full-page display ads, and classified ads, neither of which exist on the internet.
Yeah, no way they saw that coming, huh?
Yeah. So it's a very difficult transition. Same thing with the record industry. It's going to be very difficult when you build a business and the entire business is posited on one particular business plan. I think it's got to be tough to say, well, it's different now.
Yeah. It's brutally tough because typically it would involve a different group of people with a different set of DNA. I mean, if Dig went to an editorial basis and they picked the top 10 stories by editors, you would be like, oh, well, what do we do with all these people who are community managers and developers?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's... you know, what's going to happen with newspapers and a lot of things. And most of the times, people can't make the evolutionary shift. It's just too difficult. You better off just shutting some of these things down. And you know what? Don't cry for the newspapers. It's an opportunity for young people with new ideas to make better things than newspapers, which, frankly, a lot of them were bought and sold, and their editorial was very biased, and their ideas were very old. Don't cry for the newspaper business. I'm sick of that. You know, Engadget as a blog, or you know, This Week in Tech as a show, are much better. Lifehacker, etc., than the tech products that came before them. They're better than ZDNet. They're better than CNET. They're better than PC Magazine. Nobody's crying because G4 TV is gone. Who cares? Who gives a crap about tech TV? TWiT is better. So don't
From
care about the
newspaper. From your ears to Kevin Pollak's lips. No, that's wrong.
I mean, people have this thing like, oh, in progress everywhere else is good, right? But in the newspaper business, progress is bad.
Right. I don't know.
Stop killing trees is a good thing.
I guess.
Good that we're not going to kill trees.
I like the Sunday paper. I mean, I like...
Well, once a week is fine, but it is
you have a Kindle?
Bad for the environment.
I have a Kindle. Have you ever tried to read a newspaper on the Kindle? It's not a good experience.
It doesn't feel right.
No, well, you know why? The Kindle is a linear device, for great for books, lousy for anything that you want to hop around in, right? You can't hop.
Right.
There's no hopping. Do you read it on, use a Kindle, Gina?
I do, and I totally agree. Books, for sure. Newspapers, not so much.
It's great for books. I get all my books that I'm, if I don't listen to them on Audible, I get them on the Kindle.
Do you have them on the iPhone app too? The
yeah,
app?
It's pretty cool.
It's cool that it syncs, right?
Yeah,
because you can be sitting there and just read through a few pages and go back to your
Have
Kindle
you played with that?
Yeah,
yeah, awesome. I love it. It's not easy to read on the iPhone, but it's not awful.
But it'll kill 10 minutes, right?
You got it.
Sitting there doing something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, there's a interesting Twitter account to follow. It's called The Media Is Dying.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Aggregates.
Yeah. It tells you what's happening
about what's going on certain newspapers, and sometimes they'll post things about how Kindle might be changing or not changing.
I follow that. It's really interesting. We need to death watch.
It's not
Twitter's.
Dying. It's evolving. Well, I mean, look,
you're absolutely right. It is evolving.
Like, we're still media. Yeah. This is media.
Yeah.
Revision 3, TWiT. You just saw three, you know, celebrities in here. They're more excited to work in this medium than they are in the last one.
Oh, that's
And with good reason. I mean,
you know, they are because they're forward thinking. I mean, you look at some, you know, Jimmy Fallon, these guys, they know. But there's a lot of guys who are going, I
don't know.
You know
what it is? Almost all of them, if you put them in front of it and you show them, and I've showed, you know, a dozen celebrity type people the internet and the interwebs
they
and
get
how
it
works.
It's the same business.
No, what happens is they all of a sudden their head, they're like, oh my God, I can communicate with the audience. Oh my God, the audience is giving me feedback. Yeah. Oh my God, this is real.
Careful. Cutting out the middleman in a lot of cases. Like if you take a look at like Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, what they do.
They're right
like
there.
Taking pictures of paparazzi and then twit picking those.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They call them
that
the paps.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The paps got disintermediated.
I love that.
Well, it's a different understanding of what trust is and how information flows. And when you have a static medium like a newspaper or a television, something that is one to many, a broadcast, it requires a certain paradigm to understand how that's communicated. I'm sure that those who the predecessors of traditional media thought very, very similar things. It's that now we can live in a time where we can have conversations about how and why information is changing. And that's fascinating. You know, I know that old media 100 years ago were having these discussions, but now we can have them in a public context. We can allow new ideas to come into the discussion and form how information moves and changes. You know, it's a vastly different time period.
You know what's really fascinating? Leo, our next sponsor is really fascinating.
You're watching the chat room, aren't you, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Jason's getting his cues now from the chat room.
Absolutely. And our next sponsor, please tell me who it is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please make my dream come true.
This portion of TWiT is brought to you by...
No, don't do it.
Audible.com.
Audible? Oh, I love it. Have you heard Christopher Walken... on Audible.
You know who does a great walk-in is Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak does the best.
He's the king of walk-in.
He is I copied my walk-in from him. Mine's
walk-in.
About 40% as good as his.
That's how you know a guy does a good impression is when you copy his impression. You do an impression of his impression. You still sound good. That's a good impression.
You got
but I have to tell you, I love Audible.
Doing he does a reading of The Raven. It is awesome.
Is that on Audible?
Poem, The Raven. I don't know.
Christopher Walken has a Twitter account?
Yes, it's awesome.
But is it really him?
Yes, it's really him.
Because Keith Olbermann was all upset the other day because it's not really Keith Olbermann and his 20,000 followers. So what does he say on his Twitter account?
Oh, they're just crazy tweets.
Oh, really?
Your father gave me this watch.
You know who I like? There's a fake Gary Busey that's pretty funny. Kind of out of control.
I should do a dramatic reading of this Twitter account of Christopher Walken. An associate told me he'd been cheating on his wife. He asked me not to talk about it, and I probably won't, unless it comes up somehow. Thank you. Thank you very much, Christopher Walken.
That's amazing.
His account is C Walken.
C-W-A-L-K-E-N. That's amazing.
Someone smoke for me for my previous comment regarding the Pope. I don't see a smite option in Twitter. Probably a good thing to have, though.
Smite.
That's really good.
All right, I'm following him.
We gotta get Kevin Pollak here to just read Christopher Walken's Twitter account.
All right. A dramatic reading of Christopher. Maybe you save that for your show. How about that?
I'll save that for our show. Yeah.
Save that for your show.
What about Audible? What about Audible?
Yeah, audible.com/twit2. You could sign up today. You get the Platinum account. I like the Platinum because it gives you two books. And I go through two books a month easily. It's no problem at all. Audible, of course, as you must know by now, is the bookstore on the internet for you. 51,000 titles, not just books. I mean, there's comedy club performances. I bet you Pollock's on here. There's radio shows, a lot of BBC, classic BBC Man. Stuff on there. It's wonderful. Audible.com. What did you do?
I got so excited about Audible, I just spilled my tea all over your desk.
I don't care about the desk. Apologies. It looks like you spilled it on my chocolate.
I got it on your chocolate as well.
Forget the desk. Save the chocolate.
Napkin.
It's all right.
Okay.
This is an Oriental rug, but it's really not.
Kevin.
Yes.
I have your friend here. Look who's here in my office.
Is this Shira?
Do you know her? Shira Lazar.
Hey, hello, Shira.
She's cute.
Say hello to
representing.
Say hello to Kevin.
Hey, everyone. Hey, Kevin. Hey.
Yeah, my name's Leo. But don't worry about me. It's okay.
How much do you love Audible?
What?
How much do you love Audible?
Audible?
Audible.com. You love Audible.
Oh, yes, I do.
She loves Audible.
Who is she?
Shira Lazar.
Shira Lazar.
She does like a ton of stuff for ABC. Is it ABC out there that she does it for in LA?
It's so-so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. It's just a Hollywood extravaganza at the Calacanis.
I'm sorry.
Console.
It's just getting crazy here.
What is up? Does he just invite people over like all day long to just...
No, what happened is we're doing Kevin's show here, and I told everybody on my mailing list they could just show up. So now there's like 100 people here drinking beer.
Man.
I'm taking cues from you, Kevin.
I thought this was a good party, and now I'm feeling like I want to go down there. Anyway, let me mention audible.com. Audible.com. Just go there. No. I'm happy.
You're not happy partying with Prager?
I'm happy. No, I'm happy. This is good. I'm very happy.
Prager brings the party.
Prager is the party. Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Right. Exactly.
Did you
right.
know there's an erotic and sexuality section on audible.com?
Yeah, and it's great.
Play something from the erotic section, please.
All right, I guess I can. They have kids and young adults too. Would you like to hear that instead? No, I'll go with the erotica and sexuality.
We're trying to get the sponsor value, Leo. Okay.
You know, in bed with Susie Bright. Susie Bright is now my Facebook friend. I don't know how she knew to.
Oh,
yeah.
In bed with Susie Bright.
Susie Bright is awesome.
You know, she's great.
You know,
I love
Bobo's
Susie
in
Bright.
Paradise. They have on Audible, and I just grabbed that. That might be a very apropos pick as well. It might not be erotic enough, but you know,
not erotic enough.
I actually love Bobo's in Paradise. That was a great book. I actually did not listen to it on Audible.com. David Brooks,
yeah,
the author. Of course, he's the conservative columnist for the new Bill Kristol on the New York Times.
Yeah.
And it's the new upper class and how they got there. I don't know what you're saying by that, Dan. What are you saying by that? What are you implying?
Well, I wonder sometimes because I have my family's from Jersey and New York, and I grew up in the Midwest, and I went to a very small school.
He's starting to sound like Christopher Walken. Did you notice that?
That was awesome.
Well, I live in
Everybody's
Brooklyn.
Everybody's been doing the show with that voice.
I'm right now two blocks from Borough Hall in Brooklyn. I get a lot of the accent. But anyway, I wonder sometimes, I try to bring myself into this mindset again. As much as I love technology and I love talking about the future of communication, I wonder if we don't live in our own little bubble. You know, I know that, and I've built a career talking about the news bubble and the media bubble that traditional media is in. But I'm also a little concerned that to middle America, we may look like a bunch of dilettantes running around with our gadgets.
I promise you, that's exactly why people hate Twitter. That's why South by Southwest looks like,
definitely.
Solipsist's love fest. I mean, it's not.
Yeah,
you know.
It's, and so I mentioned Bobo's in Paradise because, he does talk. talk a lot about this new class of people who seek out the simulacra as opposed to the authentic, and yet we're all kind of on this desperate search for the authentic. What does Twitter do? It kind of breaks down these barriers so that we can access people on and so-called celebrities on a much more authentic level.
No
but
doubt.
At the same time,
I had Snoop Dogg send an at reply to me the other day. It was amazing.
You
was
what?
I had Snoop Dogg send me an at reply the other
That's
day.
That's wild, isn't it?
It was the
Word,
best thing
dog.
Ever.
And then you said something about shizzle and minizzle.
That's what he said to me. He said for shizzle, something like that. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I can
and
die happy.
My
K-zizzle?
Followers are his twizzles.
My twizzles, yeah.
My twig calls him twizzles.
Yeah.
I love it.
My K-ro-zizzle.
My K-ro-zizzle.
Can you spare a dig-a-zizzle?
So Bobo's in Paradise. I think this is a great pick, Dan. Thank you. Okay. The New Upper Class and How They Got There by David Brooks. This isn't one of his more recent books. I think this is 5 or 6 years old, but it's really... Let me play a little bit of it. I don't think there's anything erotic in here.
The thing that struck me as oddest was the way the old categories no longer made sense. Throughout the 20th century, it's been pretty easy to distinguish between the bourgeois world of capitalism and the bohemian counterculture. The bourgeoisie were the square, practical ones. They defended tradition and middle class.
The bohemians are now the new bourgeoisie. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Was that being read by C-3PO?
You know what? Some of the...
your bourgeoisie are quite like our thermal
justice. From the new Kindle.
Hey, what do you expect? He's a conservative writer for the New York Times.
C-3PO.
Yeah. So the book, I think, in fact, I'm seeing this now. It is on my library. I did listen to it on Audible. It's Bobo's in Paradise, The New Upper Class, How They Got There, our pick of the week. But you can get two books if you go to audible.com/twit2 and sign up for the beautiful platinum plan. Two books a month, but the first two are free, and we do thank Audible so much.
You know what's cool that you can do with, I think most devices with audiobooks, like Audible's audiobooks, you can speed it up.
Yeah,
so
it's
if
great.
If you're driving and you want to listen to something and it's kind of narrated too slow, you can just speed it up.
Oh, and that is really awesome.
And I have seen...
Productivity tip.
Yeah, very good one, isn't it?
And then when it speeds it up, it employs something that keeps like the tone down so you're not you're like a Mickey Mouse talking.
But I think I've seen, Gina, studies that say that we actually comprehend better at higher speeds. Mm.
Oh,
yeah! So if
even better,
give your mind time to wander while it's trying to speak.
Maybe that's it. We ADD types do better when it's talking very fast because we can't pay attention. Oh, look at bicycle!
Well, that's what the problem with Twitter and Facebook is. It just promotes ADD.
No. Tabbed browsing promotes
ADD.
Oh
yeah, totally.
That is. I got to turn that off sometimes.
Well, what do? You open
like
a lot of tabs.
Virtual Adderall.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, how many tabs do you have open right now? Let's take a poll. How many tabs?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
10, 12,
but wait a minute, I have two browsers open, so...
Okay, I'm 9. What do you
15.
Add?
8. 15?
I've got 13.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are a mess.
We are a mess.
Well, I leave stuff open until I'm done with it, and sometimes to shut my computer down, if I don't save the tabs, I'll just have to... try and finish each tab so I can close them all out.
Do you ever go
forever.
Back to like a tab that has Gmail open with the email that you already wrote, and you're like, why didn't I just hit send?
Yeah. Oh yeah, all the time. I have, all the time.
Yes.
I have unsent mail.
I hate when that happens.
Gina, is there a cure for this? Is there something we can do?
Help us.
Help us, life hacker. You're our only hope.
Step away from the computer. That's what I do.
No! I can't do that.
No, I'm all about the forcing myself to single focus. Like, there are times when my tab bar gets to the point where I can't read, where I'm only seeing fave icons, that's when I do, like, the cleanup, you know what I mean? Or when, like, same thing on the dock of the taskbar, I just kind of do that, like, cleanup every couple of hours. Like, okay, close this window, send the email, done with that, but...
You're not one of those loathsome inbox zero types, are you?
Oh, I aspire to be. I aspire to be. I don't aspire to be loathsome, but I do aspire to have no email in my inbox. And I don't know. I'm not very successful. Let's see. Right now, I've got 30 in my inbox right now. So
30 emails.
Yeah.
Oh, I would kill for 30 emails.
I deal with email and then archive it immediately. So yes, I am one of those loathsome types.
I have 32,948 messages in my inbox, 4,114 unread.
But do you live in email because like I used to
I can't get to inbox zero. I'd have to do an amnesty. I'd have to delete them all.
They call it email bankruptcy.
Yeah, bankruptcy. Lessig invented that.
You send a reply all to all unread saying I have just declared bankruptcy. And delete them all.
I could even do that. I think I just have to post it on the blog. If you sent me email once, it's long gone. So send it again.
I have really strong filters, and I send lots of canned responses. That's like, I'm really sorry to send you this impersonal thing, but here's the generic answer.
I have a
so like I'm kind of a jerk.
I have a text expander macro SSORRY. I sent it. It says I can't help you. go away.
Text Expander rocks.
Text Expander is a lifesaver, yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Email, what's his name? The wine guy, Gary.
Gary Vane.
You get a link back to a video. And he's like, okay, it's Gary. Listen, you email me. I love that you email me. I love you. I love that's email. Awesome. I love everybody. And we're going to kill it family. Together. Yeah. But okay, here's, I love my family. I love the Jets. I cannot respond, but I can love you.
And then he gives a list of links to commonly asked questions.
Yeah, I've done that, but I didn't do the video. I really think that's a good idea. And I think the key is to say, I love you, right?
Yeah. Just keep saying it over and over again.
It's incredible. You're just killing it.
You're great. You're going to do great. You're wonderful. You're a wonderful person. I love you.
I love that. Honestly, you'd think like maybe it's a little cheesy, like the Gary thing. Totally endearing, totally authentic, a real guy. I love that guy.
Gary's for real, though. You know what I mean? He's not just doing it just because he wants like press or people. He's just a good, solid
person. No, he's a sincere human.
He is. Absolutely. He is. Totally authentic and sincere.
It's almost like he died, and this is his obituary. He was a great guy. He's never been on the show.
Well, you gotta have him on the
show. Gary was awesome.
He's gonna have a lot of time on his hands because he's taking like 2 months at home because his wife's about to have a baby.
Oh, really? Got a new baby?
And so like he's gonna be languishing, itching to do.
Okay, I'm gonna ask him on Twitter. Yeah. We'll have him on next week.
Somebody just said this is the best Twit ever. Twit is in the chat room. I'd like everybody in the chat room to rate Twit on a scale of 1 to 10. This episode,
I hate it when
please.
You do this. Oh, this is so
painful. Please rate the show. Please rate the show, and so put a number and then what you think of the show.
Somebody
why?
Put like 49.
20, 1 to 10. I got a 9, a 9, a 9.
A lot of, we got a million, 2.5.
A lot of them.
7 billion.
11. Good. Somebody set it to 11.
666, apparently a devil worshiper in the chat room.
They're raising it to the power of...
Yeah, you can't put pie in there, guys.
Somebody said three strong hits of LSD. That's good.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. I think this is Adderall, virtual Adderall. Who is it that said that? Was that you, David? That's what we need.
That might have been me.
Was it you, Dan? Well, I do.
No,
want
to... I'm just saying. If that's the metaphor, we need some kind of digital Adderall to focus us.
Turn off the computers. What Gina says.
Okay, everybody, please stop. What? Please stop rating now.
Are you tallying up the votes
now?
And Steve Wozniak is the winner. Can you believe?
I watched that.
Can you believe Belinda Carlisle lost to Steve Wozniak? It's like. That's got to be the most horrible thing that could ever happen to you.
Woz brings in ratings. Everyone kind of wants... He's the underdog, right?
He's mad. You know, he's actually a little angry because he feels like... You know, they never reveal what the online voting was. He feels like they're actually hiding that. He says the producers planned for Belinda Carlisle and me to have a dance-off. That's what happened last Tuesday. They wanted that for the ratings. They didn't care...
About the votes.
About the online votes. And he's right. They never tell you what the online votes are. I voted for him 13 times both
weeks. Lawsuit.
It was 13 different phones, right?
No. If you're AT&T, you can send 13 text messages. You can vote for anybody 13 times.
Wow. Hmm.
You get 13 votes. I guess because there were 13 contestants. And then next week there'll be 12 and then 11. So, Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's, of all people... That's got to be humiliating because frankly, Steve was a dancing Teletubby. Let's face it. He did not.
Oh, but you have to love him. Come on.
Oh, he's incredible. And that's why he won, because I think everybody goes his spirit, his heart. He's loving this. He's enthusiastic. He doesn't. He's not a good dancer. I don't think anybody has that illusion.
But he's trying so hard.
He broke his foot.
He's awesome.
He broke his foot and still danced.
That's right.
Wow. Steve-O didn't even do that.
What happened to Steve-O?
His back started hurting, and then he threw into the dance at the last... How come I know this? Oh, my God.
Speaking of TV, can we just take a minute to acknowledge the fact that Battlestar Galactica ended on Friday?
Oh,
maybe
of course.
Have a
no spoilers!
Silence.
No spoilers!
No spoilers. I have not watched
okay.
that.
No spoilers! Please!
Okay, no spoilers.
But I would like everybody to get a glass. Everybody get a glass, and we're going to say... To the Galactica, the best ship in the fleet. So say we all. Yes?
So say we all.
All right.
So say we all.
I think a great note to end this show. Thank you, Gina, for reminding us. The most important geek event of the week.
Exactly. That's what I'm here for.
Was it the Battlestar Galactica. And I thank everybody for being here. Gina, you're the greatest. Lifehacker.com. How many times did you have to hold up your little signs there?
Not very many. It was really good. I didn't hold it mad once. I got to use Seriously, you know, for like a second at one point. But for the most part, I didn't even use this one, which was really exciting. I thought Jason would at least make me use this one.
The WTF?
He didn't. He didn't. So I think this one went really well.
Gina, I adore you. Smarterware.org. Please come back. We love having you on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
It's not easy being the one woman with a bunch of loudmouth guys.
The one chick.
You did great.
Thank you.
You did great. Jason Calacanis is mahalo, and he's going to stick around, I guess, and you're going to do the Kevin Pollak show if we could figure out some way. I heart Gina.
What?
Audible baby. Why is everything backwards? Is there something going on here?
Because you have to write it backwards.
You have to write it backwards, yeah. But you have to kind of just flip it around.
The TriCast that does that or something.
Oh, something weird's doing it. All right. So that's okay. Everybody should watch this show in their rearview mirror, and they'll understand it. Jason's at mahalo.com, and his new show is coming in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, the Kevin Pollak Chat Show.com.
Kevin Pollak's Chat Show.com.
By the way, Gina is Gina Trapani on Twitter. Jason is Jason Calacanis on Twitter. Got to give everybody their follower props.
I'm also, if people want my secret account, /Jason.
What?
He's /Jason on Twitter?
I have /Jason. That's my secret account.
Whoa. That sounds like Friday the 13th. Uh-huh. Wait,
you spell it out S-L-A-S-H?
No, it's just J-A-S-O-N.
You own Jason?
Of course I do. You know how we do.
Man, do you have Kevin?
Well, you don't have Kevin, Kevin?
No, I don't.
Some schmo has Leo.
Sorry, Kevin.
I had Leo on Pounce, but some schmo has Leo on...
I have Answers and Questions.
Questions is the one you want. You're offering $500,000?
Yeah. Three amazing questions a day, $500,000, whatever. Point of just interesting inside baseball stuff. Not only did I try to buy a dig from Kevin for an extraordinarily low fee...
which he turned
down. smart move on his part. He'll never let me live that down. He has the emails. They'll come out in his book when he writes his autobiography. Bastard. I love Kevin. Always have. But I also tried to hire Gina at least 3 times and would send her offer letters of increasingly large sums of money and equity and tell her, at the very least, if you don't take my offer, please make Denton pay you more money. I think she did too.
Good. Did he? I hope he did.
It was helpful. Thank you, Jason.
That's one of the things.
Anything to hurt Denton. Yes.
One of the things Jason does, and I know this, is he does those offers so that you can bid up your current employee. He's very clever that way.
I believe talent needs to get paid.
You stay away from Colleen. That's all I can say.
Colleen at twit.tv.
Stop it.
Is that it?
Yep. Stop it.
No. I just wanted to send her an email thanking her for being on the show.
She would work for you in a heartbeat, Jason. I have no way of keeping her here. She's already passing out over here. And you know what?
David Prager, by the way, I just wanted to let you know you did excellent contributions to the show. Definitely call me if you're in L.A.
Stay away from Prager.
You're going to be down there next week. What does that have to do with you?
Everybody needs a turtle.
David Prager, how's it going there? Are you still the third guy on the totem pole? What's the story?
The third guy on the totem pole? So what's the totem pole according to Jason at Revision 3?
Jay.
No, I don't know. The CEO and then Jay Metals and Kevin Metals. I mean, I'm just saying, a guy like you should be starting to make some own decisions.
He was the co-founder.
He built Revision 3.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it weren't for Prager, there'd be no Revision 3.
Equity.
Yeah, no doubt. Prager has put more time and effort into building Revision 3 than
There's no question about that.
No, I know that. Yeah. Every time I've seen you guys taping something or doing something, I see Prager actually doing the work.
Right.
Show.
And don't forget Pragerpedia.
Pragerpedia.
What? There's a Pragerpedia?
Oh, yeah. It's the new Mahalo competitor, actually.
Oh, wow. Look out.
He's like, yeah, I'm really scared.
Well, there's some good answers there.
It's Pragerpedia.net.
Oh, .net. Oh, no wonder it didn't pop up.
I'm going to just Twitter that.
Pragerpedia. Wait, let me get there before you Twitter it. Oh, it's already down.
Prager, you might want to get it off of...
get a better server, Prager.
It's not mine. Some fans made it.
Oh, there it is. Bam, Pragerpedia.
How awesome
is that?
You type in a question and it answers it.
That's so killer.
I got it now. Right?
All right, what's a question? What's a question for Pragerpedia?
I am Prager, bringing the truth. Ask and you shall receive is what it says.
I might not be right, but it sounds good. Dan, give me a question for him.
What kind of car should Kevin Rose get?
There you go. What kind? Oh, that's good because last time he was on, Jason, you had a good car for him, right? What was it that you were? What
I don't
kind
need more cars.
Of Audi, car Audi should Kevin Rose get. Will it know an answer to that?
I don't know.
Internal server error.
Yeah, it's down.
404.
404. That's the car.
Farewell.
Audi, the Audi 404. That's a fine
car. They should have put that website on Squarespace is what they should have done.
It says, Kevin Rose smells like flowers on a rainy day.
That's very true, actually.
And I enjoy his company. I hope he gives me a nice share of the money he'll earn on the Dig Google sale.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
David Prager, thank you for being here. Revision3.com. You're doing great work
and
over
at,
there.
And at DL Prager.
I at DL Prager on the Twitter.
Break-in.
How can you?
Oh, what? Kidding. Another guy broke into your house?
You know, the Revision 3 motion sensor went off, and I was like a mile away. I'm like, well, I guess I'll go check it out. And it called the cops, so I'm waiting for the cops. Finally, I'm like, all right, I'll wait for the cops. And the cops apparently drove around the building and left. I'm like, ah, okay.
Yeah, we're getting an alarm system in here, and I told Dane, I said, they don't answer the alarm. What do? They don't come.
Just leave stick am up.
That's what I'm doing. I'm
to
leaving
break in an HD. You know how many ratings you'll get for that?
Yeah, seriously.
That's a good idea. We'll stream forever. Also, Kevin Rose, where do you want to plug? KevinRose.com?
Actually, go check out, if you're new to, or you're on Twitter, check out WeFollow.com.
That's a great site.
Add yourself to the
directory.
That's
wonderful.
You don't make money on that. That's just for fun.
There's no ads. It's just for fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. But we got some new stuff coming out for Dig in a couple weeks, so make sure to check
it out. Yeah, that sounds cool. And the Dig shortener.
Yep,
Kevin. We Follow is one of the sites I constantly am sending around through the newsroom at ABC. It's the directory, or has quickly become the directory.
I appreciate that,
Kevin. Can you put me in the beta for that?
We got some cool features coming.
I got an invite for you. I'll send it out. Yeah,
the tiny URL thing.
Oh, the tiny URL. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Beta me out.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, now it's crashed again.
Jason Kalkas, mahalo. Dick Kevin Rose, KevinRose.com or WeFollow.com. David Prager, Revision3.com. Dan Patterson, that's who I've left off. DanPatterson.me. Dan, thank you for being here. You picked a good show.
Some of squadnother.com, but thanks.
You picked a good show to pop your cherry on, my friend.
Wow. Well, we're gonna need to edit that out.
I have some Skittles.
Those cherry Skittles are amazing.
That's how he gets you. He gives you a couple Skittles.
Come here, Danny. I got some Skittles for you. They're microwaved. Come sit in my lap.
I thought Dan was good. Dan's a pretty smart guy.
Dan's great.
Yeah, thanks,
Jason. He uses a lot of big words. A lot of big words.
Uh-oh.
I try to be as pretentious as possible.
Yeah. No. He got some good insights. I give Dan's first appearance a 7.5.
All right. That's good. It's hard. It's tough. That's really a tough thing. And you get a tough house here.
Everybody in the chat room rate Dan's appearance.
No, stop.
Yes, do it. 1 to 10. Dan's appearance and why.
Oh, dear. Another twit.
This is amazing.
Is in the can, and I mean it.
Round the horn.